Almost 350 animals and nearly 300 plants are included in the latest state wildlife action plan. It's a document the state has to update every 10 years. The draft of the newest version came out this week. Mary Fafko is with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. She says some of the species in the plan are endangered or threatened, and that means public money goes towards saving them. But many aren't officially protected.
The spirit of that was to provide funding for species that didn't already have a dedicated funding source. And so that's why it's focused on those species that aren't already protected.
She says things that threaten wildlife in Georgia are development, climate change, and diseases. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service requires states to have these plans in order to get federal conservation dollars. The state is accepting public comments until mid-July. Molly Samuel, WABE News.